The Christmas season means joy for some families, but for others, it may be a little bit heartbreaking after the loss of a loved one over the past year. This coming Sunday evening, Foster Funeral Home and Trinity Lutheran Church in Webster City will be having a special service to remember those family members who've died over the past year. I have with me Amy Erickson Keller from Foster Funeral and Cremation Center, and Sarah Ostlund, who's with Trinity Lutheran. And ladies, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's talk about this service coming up on Sunday. Who wants to talk first? Amy, Sarah, one of you two?
Sure, this is Amy. So this program that we're offering at 5:30 on Sunday, December 11th, over here with the conjunction with Trinity Lutheran Church, is a service to remember any of the loved ones that we have lost in the last year. And it doesn't necessarily have to be within the last year. It can be any loss that you've had throughout your life if you would like to come over to the service. And it's not only just for humans, too. It can be for pets. So the service here will be a service that, like I said, is going to be honoring and celebrating and remembering those that we have lost.
You did this last year, didn't you?
Actually, since the start of COVID, we kind of switched it up just a little bit. When we were no longer in 2020 allowed to be doing services that we had been doing like this before, we switched to more of a luminary display. So we did a luminary drive-through in 2020 and 2021. But now that we're kind of seeing more people out and about in services in attendance, we decided to kind of go together with the Ministerial Association and having Trinity be our first sponsor for this year to be able to do this. So we're hoping over the following years we can rotate around at different churches and be able to provide this each year for everyone.
This also brings memory to me in a way, because at one time, both of you, we had the Hospice Respite Program here in Hamilton County. They had the Tree of Life, which was located at Wilson Brewer Park, and there was a service held at Faith United Methodist Church, and that ended, I think, about 10 or so years ago on that. But this is almost like it, I would think.
Yes. And we will continue to do our luminary display also besides this. So we're just going to move the luminaries up here to the church that night. So they will be lit from 5 to 7 all around the church on the outside, so people can drive by and see that too.
And that's on Kathy Lane in Webster City.
1229 Kathy Lane is where you'll see those luminaries.
Well, Sarah, to put you to work right here, tell us about what we can expect at this service come Sunday evening.
Well, when Amy reached out to the Ministerial Association, Trinity was more than happy to provide the place and be a part of the special night. So starting at 5 o'clock, the luminaries will be lit, and our very talented Josie Greenlee is going to be playing the bells outside that you hear outside of Trinity. And then at 5:30, we have put together a service that will include people in the community, including you, Pat, and other members of the Ministerial Association. And there will be an actual candle lighting portion of the service, so that we just, you know, reserve a space and time for our loved ones that, you know, we so desperately wish were still here with us, and we're missing them even more during this special time of the year. And then following this service, we will have some refreshments in our narthex, and just, you know, hopefully we'll have time to take time to remember those people and share some memories and share some of the joy that we have despite the sadness that we feel missing our loved ones.
So in a way, this would be kind of like some churches have this Blue Christmas service, but this is a joint effort of all the Ministerial Association churches in Webster City, absolutely, along with Foster Funeral and Cremation Center.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we hope that people will come out to this very special service again that starts at 5:30, and then Josie Greenlee will ring the bells in front of Trinity starting at about, you say, 5 o'clock.
Yes. And there will be music throughout this as well. And both Amy and I wanted to make sure that we let everyone know if they would like to have the name of their loved one or pet included in this. So please reach out with those names and even a date of death, if possible, to Amy at the funeral home. What's that phone number, Amy?
It's 515-832-2110.
Or feel free to call Trinity here at 515-832-2110. 2220, so we can be sure to include those names. Now, Pat, if you don't get your name included in that, and you are still welcome to come. Sometimes it's just nice to come and have that space and time and not even necessarily have the name said out loud, but just in our hearts.
All right, so again, call Foster Funeral and Cremation Center if you wish at 832-2110 or call the office at Trinity Lutheran Church. They're on Kathy Lane in Webster City. The number to call is 832-2220 if you'd like to have a loved one you miss so much to have their name read during the special ceremony Sunday evening, 5:30. Again, at Trinity Lutheran Church.
That's exactly right, Pat. Thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm. So please call those numbers. And anything else for the good of the cause here, ladies?
I don't think so. Like, again, it's open and welcome to anybody in the community.
All right. So, again, Sunday evening, 5:30 for the special service to remember our loved ones during this Christmas, New Year season, sponsored by Foster Funeral and Cremation Center and by Trinity Lutheran Church. Sarah and Amy, thanks so very much.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. We look forward to seeing you all on Sunday.